This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Bonnie Goot, B-O-N-N-I-E-G-O-O-T, date of birth 08-31-1943, date of appointment 6-17-2025. Requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-W-A-L-D-M-A-N-M-D. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Bonnie Goot today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 81-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who had about 4 fall, 2 at the nursing home and 2 at St. Mary's Hospital. She is having shooting pain in the left leg. She becomes confused on and off. She went to the emergency room on 5-08-2025 with the same problem, where CT of the lumbar spine done, which shows multi-level, very prominent degenerative changes. Central canal stenosis. She had a CT of the head and CT of the C-spine done, which was negative. She had an MRI of the LS spine done on 8-11-2023, which shows multi-level lumbar degenerative disc disease with moderate L2-L3 central canal stenosis and severe left L2-L3 neuroforaminal stenosis. It also shows moderate L4-L5 central canal stenosis and mild bilateral L4-L5 neuroforaminal stenosis. She is having a low back pain, and she was seen by the orthopedic in the past also. She has a history of dementia. She has a left knee pain also. Past medical history, spinal stenosis, low back pain, essential hypertension, mixed hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, constipation, muscle spasm, dementia, past surgical history, some surgeries on the back which patient does not remember, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, celecoxib, diclofenac, topical gel, lisinopril, memantine, 20 mg capsule, sprinkler, extended release per 24 hour, atorvastatin, 20 mg, Januvia, Trizelma, sprinkle, 60 mg delayed release, omeprazole, gabapentin, 600 mg, 3 times daily, baclofen, 10 mg, 3 times daily, hydrocodone 10 mg, 325 mg for as needed basis. socialist. He does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. Family is tea. Mother, father deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having back pain, left leg pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, short bowel sound present. Next up all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, but disoriented. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, no aphasia, no dysarthria. No facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength, upper extremity 5/5, right lower extremity 5/5, left lower extremity, she does not give good strength because of the pain in the left lower extremities, but probably it is 3/4/5. Deep tendon reflex 2/4, plantar responses or flexors, and there is system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, repeated fall. Number two, lumbar radiculopathy. Number three, degenerative disc disease. Number four, spinal stenosis and foraminal stenosis. Number five, dementia. Next paragraph. She need a orthopedic consultation, and then they will do the MRI of the LS spine. She need a pain management consultation also. She need physical therapy and EMG of the lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office after the EMG. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good afternoon, St. Mary's Hospital.